Hey everyone, happy Monday. It's E, and welcome to another episode of Monday Meditations. Today we're going to be meditating on how our God is eternal. There's a difference between time and eternity. As humans, we live, eat, breathe, sleep, and exist on time. But one day, when our bodies pass or when Jesus comes, whichever is first, time as we know it will be no more. Those who are redeemed in Christ will enter a never-ending day of eternity. But all throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, we are taught about the eternity of God and the mystery of God's eternal existence, meaning that God has always existed. No one made God. The concept of eternity is woven throughout Scripture and is revealed to us in God's creation every single day. And when Moses was in the desert and God spoke to him saying, "I am who I am," in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, this is a great revelation and declaration to God's timeless existence. But how can God be eternal? Well, the biblical answer to this question is simple, that God just is. God is not on trial. He doesn't have to prove his existence to us and to the skeptics. And by definition, eternal means to have no beginning or end, just everlasting. And the idea of eternity is beautifully overwhelming. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." There is beauty in the mystery of our eternal God, and when we fix our eyes on him, we get to experience that in technicolor. Seasons change, but God always remains the same. He is our constant, a sure foundation, a place for us to rest eternally. This attribute of God shows to us even more how he lives outside of time and is in complete control of everything. He is in the past, the present, and the future. Because of eternity, we do not have to live in fear or despair. We can rest knowing that we have a God who is in control every hour of today and every minute of tomorrow. So let's take a deep breath. Posture our hearts to reflect and rejoice in our eternal God. And let's dive into the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 through 18. "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. "Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." Romans chapter 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end." John chapter 10, verse 28. "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal." John chapter 3, verse 36. "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them." Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. Psalm chapter 119, verse 89. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. John chapter 17, verse 3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. John chapter 3, verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout this week that really keeps you encouraged and motivated. I really want to make this podcast review space that added bookmark for that simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim Streetwear and to read the Bible with us in a year, at Bible and 365, please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up Monday Meditations.